Is there anyone else who's joined who I have not heard your name?
Scott's on.
Thank you, Scott. All right, this is Sherry who joined, please.
Sam Young with TSA.
Thank you.
Jim Goodman.
Thank you, Jim.
Hello, Sherry. Scott Nelson's on the line.
Thank you. Just so everybody knows, in case you didn't notice the pop-up at the top of the screen, I have started recording. That way I don't forget, so.
Hey, Sherry. Jimmy Nelson, Forest Service is on.
Thank you. And before we get started, just as a reminder to everybody, don't forget to mute your microphones unless you're speaking actively. Getting some feedback from somebody's microphone.
Sherry, this is John Rockwell. I show 131. I think it's time to get the meeting started. And if you are ready, I'd like to start the meeting and welcome everybody by having you call roll.
Okay. On the phone, myself, Sherry Schaefer, Mr. Dan Monteleone, Mr. Del Smith, Mr. Saunders Shivens, Mr. John Rockwell, Assistant Chief Keith Berrien, Mr. Jacob Butcher, Mr. Henry Cole, Mr. Rick Williams, Mr. Nate Skinner, Mr. Tim Woodall, Mr. Chris Martin, Mr. Tim Thomas, Mr. David Brown, Mr. David Reed, Mr. Scott Stormo, Mr. Sam Young, Mr. Jim Goodman, Mr. Scott Nelson, Chief Pete Malarek, Officer Jim Nelson. I see Ms. Erin Kelwara has joined us. Is there anyone else on the phone whose name I have not called at this time?
Joe Pixley with Motorola.
Thank you, Joe. Anyone else, please? Okay, John, that completes the roll call.
Thank you very much, Harry. And at this time, I'd like to approve the April meeting minutes. Hopefully everybody had a chance to review the April meeting minutes. At this time, I would ask for anybody to make comments, suggestions, revisions.
Did you tend to play someone?
How was your life?
Hearing none, I would like to ask if I can get a motion to approve the April meeting minutes.
So moved, Monteleone.
Thank you, sir. And a second?
Scott Nelson seconds.
Thank you, Scott. Hearing no questions, issues, or changes, I'd like to approve the meeting minutes. Moving on to the next agenda item is the issues and risk log. Sherry, would you please give us any updates to the issues and risk log at this time?
Yes, we have one update. Assistant Chief Doug Fournier informed the OMO he was going to be leaving the job position at the end of April and would no longer be able to continue serving as the municipality's North representative. So that alternate, the primary municipality's North position is now vacant. That was the only update for the issues and risk log.
Sherry, thank you so very much. If we could move to the next agenda item, which is the review of the action item list. Sherry, could you give us any updates to the action item list, if there are any?
No, we are still carrying the one for the timeline for the replacement of the non-TDMA radios, and that one will continue to be carried forward until we have a definitive answer on that timeline.
Thank you very much. And maybe when we get to the State of Alaska and DOD overviews, Scott might let us know what's going on with that. The next agenda item is the Operations Management Office overview, and I have Mr. Dale Smith online for that.
Thank you very much. Everybody can hear me, I hope.
Yes, Dale.
Okay, yep. The first item is, and hello, everybody, by the way, new ALMR logo. The EFC will vote on that, or is expected to finish voting by May 7th. I've not seen or heard. I actually saw when I started looking at the agenda for today, but Sherry informed me that there will not be a profile of me included in that logo at all. So, zone controller rollover. Quarter two patching set for May 26 and 27. And also there is an added console pop-up message for reboot required. And David, did you have anything you wanted to add regarding that? I see you've finally or have a figured out a way to maybe get it done on a timely manner, which was not happening, unfortunately, when I left.
I don't. I'm completing testing on it to verify it works before we push it out to a test group at this time.
Okay. Thank you. Sounds like a good idea, though. BKR 500 ATP results passed on April 28th and is using the new TDMA ATP format. Chris will be continuing his outreach to agencies, with the federal agencies coming pretty soon. The annual inventory confirmation, which I have fond memories about, 115 forms returned to date. Four agencies have requested an extension. Suspense was April 30th. The OMA will be calling the agencies who have not returned their forms. And as I used to say when I was still doing this job on a regular basis, please get those in a timely manner. Looks like we're already overdue by a week or so, so it would be helpful. And as it indicated, four agencies have requested a extension. If you can't get it done for some reason, please get a hold of Sherry or Chris and get an extension so they know what's going on with you. Training, my understanding is there's 14 new training vignettes developed and posted to the website on for both the XTS and the APX radios. And the next class is to be conducted on May 25th at 9:30 a.m., ALMR Interoperability 101. April document reviews, the employee termination policy and procedure 200-1 were reviewed, facility security penetration policy and procedure 200-2, emergency operations policy and procedure 305, system change requests, management and policy procedure 400-3, and the outage report policy and procedure 400-11. ALMR system metrics. Calls were down, by about 937,000 from a 1,148,207. Push to talks were also down by about 92,000 from a 2,128,738. The busies up some by 161. There were 428 busies. The subscriber count is up by 8 subscribers since March. It's 23,311. We do not have information available on the 3.9s for March at this point in time, so I suspect you'll have to wait till next month to get that. Since I've not been involved, I really don't have an explanation, but it is not available at this time. The website traffic is 138 unique visitors, 119 new visitors, 200 sessions. 84% were found ALMR using the search engine. 54% were direct, meaning they typed a URL or had it bookmarked. The GTR upgrade progress is ongoing. SMO and Motorola are actively installing GTRs again. The following sites were completed in the last week. Pipeline Hills, Ski Hill, Kosilov, Nikiski, and the Nilchik, and I believe the Travis and Company are in Whittier today, as a matter of fact. And unless there's any questions, that completes the Operations Management Office report.
Excellent, Dale. Always nice to hear your voice. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is the System Management Office. You mentioned Travis might be in Whittier.
He's supposed to be in Whittier. He said he might be able to call in, so I don't know that he's got any, whether he was able to do that or not, but he said he was going to try.
Right. Do we have anybody online that can give us a system management overview at this time?
Not that I'm aware of. He didn't give me any information to pass on other than he was going to be in Whittier doing the GTRs.
Well, and the information that you provided regarding the GTRs is very helpful, Dale, so thank you very much. Mm-hmm. The next agenda item is a State of Alaska and Department of Defense overviews. Let's start with you, Scott.
So as Dale mentioned, they are rapidly installing the GTR sites, and they're taking probably 6 to 8 hours a site worth of outage time as they do all that work. The Motorola's got STs, which are the kind of the smart guys that are doing a lot of the configuration and programming here essentially every week through the end of August, except for, I think, the week of the 4th of July. So we're going to hopefully make some pretty good progress on getting through those this summer. We're still waiting for the flash upgrades for most of the state and local agencies to get to us. They're working through the ordering process for that. And when those come, we will distribute those out to the appropriate PCs for the local agencies. And we'll probably hang on to the ones for the state agencies and take care of the state customers' flash upgrades. And those are, again, taking a TDMA capable radio APX that wasn't ordered with TDMA and doing the upgrade on it to turn them into TDMA ready. So those will work most efficiently on the new system. And again, as a reminder, anyone buying any new radios, make sure you're getting those with the TDMA features on them at the get-go so they'll be ready to work. Other than that, we got people pretty much returned, as everybody's heard in the past, we've turned over quite a bit in organization. We're still working on filling some slots, but we are starting to have people traveling every week to try to do work and maintenance on the sites unrelated to the GTR upgrades. So there will occasionally be outages going on for other work happening at the sites. As usual, they'll be notified out through the help desk. And that's all I've got, John, unless there's any other questions for me.
Scott, thank you so very much. If you would address two issues for us, you know, we talked a little bit about the action item that we're going to require TDMA on all radios. Is there has there been any other discussion or any discussion regarding dates or timeframes that we can kind of put that stretch goal out there to have it done by? I know that some dates have been thrown around, like 2024, 2022. I mean, has there been from your group any movement forward?
There has not been any more discussion, I think, since the ones like you've mentioned. I think it's really up to the, you know, the operational community to try to pick a date. Technology wise, there's nothing driving that other than we're not going to be able to take advantage of the new equipment we're buying if we don't have the newer radios on it. Again, not to restate some of the stuff that's been said before, but anyone using an XDS or XTL radio, that is kind of what everybody started with on the system. Those have been out of support and service for probably 2 to 5 years, depending on the model. So it is definitely, they've gotten some good use out of them for their life cycle, and there should be something that people are looking at trying to get the budget to replace them. So,
yeah, I appreciate that, Scott. And that's basically what I was wanting to basically bring up to this group here is, as you're moving forward, make sure that you're looking at the new technology and take a look at your fleet, because as Scott mentioned, you know, a lot of these radios are, you know, at least 15 years old. And so it's time to start thinking about replacing them and upgrading them and make sure you get the TDMA upgrade with that. We don't have a date that we would like to have all radios be TDMA, but that's something that we're looking forward to. And then, Scott, the next question that has come up is the system upgrade to the 20.20X. And some time frames. Once you get all the GTRs upgraded, could you go through that a little bit on what you anticipate?
I think the projected timelines for that at the moment would be first quarter calendar year 2022. My understanding is the Muni has obtained the funding from the last bond election that just occurred, so I do not believe they've executed their contract yet, but I believe they've got the funding approved and they will be doing theirs. And then I'll have to defer to Mr. Woodall to talk about the DOD's execution of a contract. But assuming everybody's contracts are executed once the state's done with the GTRs, which should be this calendar year, then I believe they are roughly draft pencil this in for first quarter of next calendar year to do the system upgrade.
Thank you so very much, Scott, for that update. Kim Woodall, are you online? I don't believe I heard you on the roll call.
Yeah, I'm
here. Oh, excellent, Tim. So just moving on to overview for DOD, Mr. Woodall.
Okay, to take off where Scott left off, the Air Force is tracking, working with the headquarters air staff and headquarters PACAF, excuse me, and they're working with the air staff. And I believe they understand the funding requirement and the timelines. I don't have a clear answer for the Army. I'll defer to Rick if he has anything more definitive. So I'll leave it at that at this point. The other thing I want to address is the Army is wanting to, well, in the Pacific, they have an enterprise network, which the Army manages as the system manager and has oversight of, and they're wanting to include Alaska Land Mobile Radio. They're not trying to break Alaska Land Mobile Radio off, but they're looking to set up a connection between Alaska and Hawaii. And so Mr. Charles Saunders will be up here later in the month, near the end of the month. And Scott, I'll be bringing him by to talk with you so he can go over what their plans are with regard to connecting DOD Alaska to the enterprise that they have in the Pacific, their enterprise LMR. The other thing that we're looking at, both the Army, Mr. Saunders, and myself are looking into alternative contract approaches for the maintenance contract. The community partnership program, which we participate in now, that allows the state of Alaska to administer the contract, which does not comply or is, and it doesn't have to. It's just not compatible with the wide area workflow, the enterprise system that the Department of Defense has in place for managing contracts, invoices, and payments. So I'm in conversations with the 673rd Contracting Squadron to look at the potential of awarding a sole-sourced contract based on the terms and conditions of the state's already awarded contract. That way we wouldn't leave the terms and conditions. We would just have a separate contract vehicle, which invoicing would be done through wide area workflow, which would probably take care of the issue we're having with manual payments, manual invoicing, and manual payments that have put us in arrears in some cases. We're working that, and we're early into the process. I'll say this, is we will not have that in place at the start of the new contract year for the upcoming maintenance contract year. But we will during that year, if we are able to move forward in that direction, have it awarded. So there's some coordination that has to go on, certainly if that occurs, because the best time to change a contract award is on the contract anniversary date, but we may have to have a mod executed by the state at some point if we are able to execute that way. The Army is also looking at, they have a very large enterprise contract, and they're looking at their ability to interface the maintenance contract that way. The only thing that I would caveat that is that it's extremely important that we do so in conjunction with the terms and conditions that we have under the current maintenance contract, and do it and make the award under those same conditions and to the same contract players. Otherwise, we would have two, or potentially we could have two different companies or two different approaches to how the system's maintained. And I think that would create some complicated issues that we probably don't want to deal with. But that's all I have for now, unless there's some questions.
Tim, thank you so very much. Are there any questions for either Mr. Thormo or Mr. Woodall at this time?
Tim, this is Scott. If you can just call me after this to talk through that a little bit more, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right after that, so probably, and I think it'll last through about 5. So if I call you tomorrow, will that work?
That'll be fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Tim, it's Rick. Can you conference me in on that?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So moving on to the next agenda item, it's new business. I would like to open the floor for any new business or questions or comments for the good of the order.
Well, John, this is Henry Cole. I'd just like to say I'm glad to hear that your wife is doing better, and I'm sure that I can probably speak for everyone on that. So glad to hear it.
Mr. Cole, thank you so very much. I appreciate that sentiment, and I appreciate everybody's prayers. I must say that I've been overwhelmed by the outreach of people, so thank you again. All right, anything else as far as comments or suggestions, questions to the group, or new business to be opened? So moving on, we have our next meeting scheduled for June 2nd and then July 7th. I guess last call for new business or questions or comments before I ask for a motion to adjourn.
That's Greg Eubank. Cherry, I finally got logged in.
Nice to hear you, Greg.
Thanks.
So hearing none, I request a motion to adjourn.
Hey, this is Scott. I have a motion to adjourn.
Scott Nelson, thank you so much. And if I could hear a second.
Nate Skinner.
Nate, thank you again. Thank you so very much, everybody. Have a great afternoon, rest of the afternoon, and I'll talk to you next month.